Ken's going to share a few thoughts with us this afternoon. It's good to, I always enjoy when he speaks. He hears God and I'm always encouraged and blessed. So let's listen to what God's got to say to us this afternoon and just take it on board and follow through with what God's doing. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I was asked to share what's on my heart. Well, I tell you the thing that keeps coming back to me again and again and again is faith.
Amen.
And I don't know whether God's trying to teach me something or what, but it seems a long journey.
Yeah.
And when we think about faith, we sort of say we're in the faith. We know what that means, but we can be in the faith, but not operating by faith. And I want to look at the operating by faith, because I think this is the area, the source, where signs, wonders and miracles is going to come from. That's where it's going to happen in that realm.
Oh.
Too much bass. Too much bass. Praise God. So I want to encourage you this afternoon. I'm going to look at one or two instances of faith in operation. First one we're going to look at is in Luke 8:48, and it's about the woman with an issue of blood. Now, she'd been going years with this problem. It wasn't just a sudden thing that had happened. She'd been fighting this for years, and she'd gone to try and get it sorted in various ways. But there's come a point in time where something's happened in her makeup. She's got the mindset or the heart set that I know if I touch the garment of Jesus, I'll be healed. She'd got to that point. And it had been a long journey getting there, but that's where she'd got. And she'd come when they were crowded around with people. And she touched his garment, and he responded in all that crowd. And he says in verse 46, he says, Jesus knew power had gone out of him. He says power had gone out of him. And if you look in verse 48, it says, daughter, your faith has made you well. Now, the thing that strikes me here is Jesus wasn't giving out the power. She drew the power. Now that gives us hope. There's some potential for us here, because if she drew the power, she'd found some way of unlocking or getting access to that power. Now, that word power is dunamis, which dynamite comes from. So it's powerful power. This is the very strength and power and character and nature of Jesus. She's drawing on all that aspect. And she's drawing it from his spirit into her spirit. She'd accessed that power, it says here, by using faith. Now, this is not the faith of belonging to a family, a Christian family or anything. This is faith in operation. And when you look at the definition of faith in the dictionary, it says complete trust. Complete trust. That's one of the, there's a few, you know, different definitions, but it's all wrapped up in complete trust. She'd got to the point of complete trust. Now, she didn't know Jesus was wandering about the country, and she didn't know him personally. She couldn't get near him in the natural. That was one of the problems, that she couldn't get access to him. But she'd got something sorted out in her spirit of how she could make that contact. And she knew all she had to do was touch. And it all happened. You know, what a quality of faith. But you know, she must have had some years and years of agonizing time with this condition and with not being able to get it sorted. But she'd found a way through the maze of all her problems, all the things that were going on in her heart and mind. And she'd kept focused. So Jesus says, be it done according to your faith. So it depended on their faith again. Jesus made it all available. But they must have come to that point in faith of that perfect trust. I believe. I know that I know that I know. And again, it happened. You see, he didn't just say to them, be healed. He could have done. He could have just said, be healed, but he didn't. He challenged them and he responded to their faith. And he does this time and time again. If you look through the New Testament and the times when Jesus healed, you'll find time and time again he responded to their faith. And it wasn't always the ones that were sick that brought the faith. The ones that let this paralytic down through the roof, he responded to their faith, not the man on the bed. So it works. Faith works. But we've got to know how to access that power from Jesus, like the woman did. It's possible for us to do that, because the Word of God tells us it does. In James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, it says, let him ask in faith without doubting. This is where, you see, I think this is where I struggle, because it's asking for my faith without doubting. And putting that doubt out is where I have a problem, a battle, because although I can rise my faith, I've got to get it to where I can say, I know that I know that I know. I've got to do that. By having complete trust. You see, it's not by works effort. It's not by grinding my teeth and stamping my feet in that sense. It's coming to that, I know that I know that I know. Jesus, I know. You can do it. I know. And that's when the reality comes in to our spirit. The answer comes because Jesus has done it. Because we're there where Jesus wants us. And we're entering into signs, wonders, and miracles. What Pastor Andrew keeps telling us about. It says in that James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, but let him ask in faith without doubting. He says, because if we doubt, we won't receive. It's not that Jesus doesn't want to give us, but every time he's responding to faith in us. And he's wanting to give us, and he's wanting to draw us to that point where that we know that we know that we know. Let's go to another one, Acts chapter 3. Now this is something about Peter. And Peter, as we knew, had been through the mill. He'd given up and run, and we all probably would have done in the same circumstances, but Jesus didn't leave it at that. Peter's, they've come through. Peter's seen sort of from start to finish sort of thing of what happened, what they did to Jesus. Gets to one point where he says, I'm going fishing, I'll go back to what I know. And even that didn't work. But Jesus was there even in that situation. But something happened, and it tells you at the beginning of Acts, something happened. They were endued with power. Something happened. And Peter and John are going to the temple. Acts chapter 3, verse 6. And he says, I haven't got silver and gold, says to the lame beggar. He says, but I do have something. He says, I do have something. He says, and I'm going to give it you. He says, in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, walk. Amen. And he shouts it. What did he have? Peter had faith. Peter had grown over all that had happened, all the struggle that he'd had. He'd come through and it had birthed in him a perfect trusting in the Lord. He'd seen. I mean, it must be wonderful to have been in that situation and terrifying at the same time because the things he had to go through prior to that. Peter could well have run away and hid for the rest of his life, but Peter came through and he came through so strong and he came through with a trust in God. And he gave it to this lame beggar. He gave his faith out for that healing. He says, what I do have, I give to you, and in the name of Jesus, walk. And he lifted him up when he walked. He couldn't have done that a long time ago, because at the time, there were times when Jesus had to rebuke them for the lack of faith. When they're in the boat going across the sea, you know, they were panicking, thinking they're all going to get drowned. And he says, you have little faith. Where is your faith? Other circumstances too. But you see, Peter goes on to explain what had happened there. Don't just take my word for it. Look at verse 16 in that chapter 3. It says, and on the basis of faith in his name, that's Jesus' name, it is the name of Jesus, that's the person he is, in the person of Jesus, which has strengthened this man, you now see and know. It says, and the faith, the complete trust, which comes through him, that's Jesus, has given him this perfect health. It's the perfect trust in Jesus, the faith that have brought this man into healing. Peter was the vehicle for that to happen. But Peter had to go a long way to get to that point where he could do that. If you look back in Peter's history, there were many times when Peter did not have the power or the connection to do that. But he always had the potential. And Jesus was always trying to draw that potential in Peter and the other disciples. But it's the name of Jesus that heals. And it's our connection to the name of Jesus, our complete trust in the name of Jesus, that brings the healing, the deliverance, the answer to prayer into reality. It says in James chapter 5, verse 15, it says, the prayer offered in faith will restore the one that is sick. If I just, instead of the word faith, and the prayer offered in perfect, complete trust will restore the one who is sick. We've got to reach for the We don't want to go on to, we're not going on to a works program. It's going deeper into Jesus. It's getting hold of him tighter. Till we know that we know that we know. And he brings the prayer into reality. The answer to prayer into reality. When we pray for the sick. And I've been challenged recently. And I felt that I got hold of something from God for a particular, to pray in a certain way for somebody. And I didn't get the answer that I thought, and it knocked me for six. And I didn't know why, I couldn't fathom out why. But I see that the potential is still there. Although it knocked me, not getting the answer that I thought I should get, although it knocked me sideways, it didn't knock me out. Jesus says, we need to learn how to access, like the woman with the issue of blood accessed, how she got hold of how to connect with the power from Jesus, how to draw it out. Because Jesus says it's there for all of us. The potential is there for all of us to draw in just the same way as she did. Now Paul, he sort of came after the things that happened. And he came trying to destroy the sect of the Nazarenes, trying to destroy them, because he'd been a very religious upbringing and he was a Pharisee, he got all the qualifications of religion, and he was out to destroy the church until he had a confrontation with Jesus. And he did a complete about turn. Now, he said himself, he was like someone born out of time. He's an apostle, but not with the, he wasn't running along with them at the time when Jesus was around on the earth. If we turn to Acts chapter 14 and verse 9, now Paul's dealing with a lame man. Now this is another way around that he's done. This man says was listening to Paul as he spoke. Who when Paul had fixed his gaze on him and had seen that he had faith to be made well, Paul said to him in a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And he leapt and began to walk. So Paul hadn't been around in the early days. In fact, he was persecuting the church. But Paul saw in that man the faith to be healed. Now, it wasn't Paul's faith. This was the man's faith. All Paul did was bring his attention to it in a way. But he saw that the man had faith to be made well. And again, I keep inserting, instead of the word faith, complete trust. Because faith in its perfectness, that's what it is. We talk about different levels of faith. And you know, we can be down there on some and up there on some things in faith. But perfect faith is where Jesus wants us to be. And that's sort of where he's taking us. If you'll run with him. And, you know, when little Eva was learning to walk, she had a lot of trials and attempts and failures. She didn't like the crawling stairs, never liked the crawling stairs. Wouldn't lay on a bed and crawl. She didn't want to do that. She'd scuffle about on her bottom, but she wouldn't crawl. And she wanted to walk. And she got frustrated at times because she couldn't. But the day came when she did. And it took a lot of attempts, a lot of trials and a lot of failures along the way, but she got to where she could walk. And we're like that with faith. We're like that. We're grasping hold of Jesus. We're grasping hold of him, how to get into this realm where we can draw from his power. He wants us to, and we want to. And somewhere on that, our confidence and our faith wobbles a bit. And we don't quite get there. And for whatever reason, and just bear in mind there might be other reasons why our prayers aren't answered sometimes, because we don't know the whole picture and things. And sometimes it might not be the right answer to prayer. The thing that we've got in mind as being the answer. So you have to bear that in mind. It's not always that our faith isn't right. It might be that there are other aspects that God knows about that we don't. But God is wanting to take us to that place where we can ask for the mountain to be moved, and it's moved. We want to get to that place when somebody is sick and we say, "We're healed in Jesus' name," and it happens. We know it happens, but it doesn't happen enough. We want to see things happening in our own lives, in the lives of those around us. People that we support in prayer, that perhaps over years, and they're still looking for the answer. So sometimes we'll get despondent because things haven't happened. Sometimes we'll beat ourselves up, saying, "Oh well, you know, I'm not religious, I'm not right," or whatever. And sometimes we'll just give up on our prayer. But instead, we need to reach higher. We need to be going deeper into Christ. The woman didn't draw out from him by just being afar off. Physically, she might have been a long way off because she couldn't physically get near him. But I bet she was as close as it's possible to be. She would have been so wrapped up in him, and knowing that she knew her answer was in him. She knew that was her answer, to touch him. So we just need to move towards trusting him more. Even when things don't work out as we try to walk, we stumble and we fall and we don't get the answer that we want. That doesn't stop us from continuing and trying to get that much further into him. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 says, "Fixing your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith." Is the perfecter of faith. Is the one to come to if we want to make that step towards being perfect in our faith. So our prayers get answered. Our prayers are the right prayers, and they get answered with the right conclusion. It's coming to that complete trust in him. If you look back in Luke chapter 17 verse 5, it says, The apostles were asking Jesus to increase our faith. He says, "Will you increase our faith?" And the Lord answers, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you would say, and it would happen. That faith is a mustard seed. Mustard seed being one of the smallest seeds. But he says, you've got the potential. If you've just got mustard seed faith, you've got the potential. And from that little seed, things can grow. Your faith can grow. But it needs to be, you need to be in Jesus to do it. Just as something else about faith. Faith cannot work alone. You can't operate just by faith on its isolation. Faith has to work through love. And faith is not about forcing the issue. Faith is about complete trust. coming to Jesus sometimes and praying about something, Jesus might tell us other things. Like I said, we might not have the right answer to situations, to the things we pray about sometimes. God's wisdom is much greater than ours. But Galatians chapter 5 verse 6 tells us that faith has to work through love. That's the only way faith operates. It says James chapter 2 verse 17 tells us that faith without works is dead. Being by itself, it means if faith doesn't run with anything, it's on its own, it has no power, it has no strength. But faith has to operate through love. I think there's something about faith and works about showing faith, and you can see faith through works. Not that works provide anything, but it shows that faith already exists. Still in Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13 says, "But now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." But we've got the three: faith, hope, and love. Hope comes before faith, actually. Why faith comes in that statement after? Why hope comes after faith and not at the beginning? Hope has to start first. From hope, you step into faith. And faith embraces love. Because without love, like we say, we're like a can of marbles. A lot of rattle and no power. But faith says, in love, it can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now you want to turn to Galatians chapter 3 verse 5. Now I've written this down out of the Message Bible. I don't know whether you'll be able to follow it quite the same, but it's Galatians chapter 3 verse 5. And in the Message Bible, that particular verse starts, "Answer this question. Does the God who lavishly provides you with his own presence, his Holy Spirit, working things in your life you could never do for yourself, does he do these things because of your strenuous moral striving?" That's the law. "Or because you trust him to do them in you." And it uses the word trust in the message. That's faith. So does he do things because of your strenuous moral striving, or because of your faith in him to do them? Well, it's your faith in him to do them, isn't it? I thought that was a wonderful statement, that, because it's really contrasting that we can't achieve faith through the law. The law is very sterile. It has no emotion. So as faith is full of emotion, really. But our aim is to move towards trusting him more and more. Because we can't go the other way. The other way is cold and dark and empty. As we come to Jesus, we're coming into the potential to reach that place that we've seen in the examples. They've known that they've known that they've known, and they've asked, and it's happened. And that's where we want to be. If you're honest, that's where you want to be. Where you speak something into somebody's life and it changes tremendously. And it's because Jesus' power has come into that situation. And what a wonderful privilege it is if we can drawn that power into that situation. And it doesn't have to be your own situation. It can be numerous other problems and situations in other people's life. I just finish with one thing that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 11 it says, encourage one another and build one another up. One thing we've got to encourage one another in faith, that faith grows, is to encourage one another and work with each other. As I said, we can get despondent if we're praying towards a thing and it doesn't happen, and it doesn't happen as we want or we think it should. It's important that we encourage one another to stay in there, because we're heading in the right direction. When we come into Jesus, we're heading in the right direction. We're embracing Him. And it's only from Him that the power comes. Yeah. We don't have any power. But Jesus says, you can tap into me. Just grow in your faith. Grow in your faith and grasp hold of me and draw on that power. Because you will see signs, wonders and miracles. It'll happen. But it says we embrace Jesus, and the more we embrace Him, the more reality we're going to find in these things. Amen.
Thank you, Ken, for that word. The scripture that there's an area I think that we're all, some of us are missing and some of us are struggling to receive it. But Jesus has given you everything. It's a done deal. He's given you all the power and all the authority that you will ever need to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to cast out demons, to rule against principalities and powers. Jesus has given us everything we need in the spirit realm. I think so often we look at things in the natural realm, and God is saying, stop looking around you. Stop looking at what you see in the natural and look within to what I've placed within you. I've placed in you the same spirit that raised me from the dead. Now, is there anything too difficult for the Spirit of God within you to do? It's done. It's given. We have to step out. We have to meditate that word, chew that word, and know that He's given us everything. We don't need to ask for it. We don't need to beg for it. When He gave us our salvation, He gave us healing. He gave us divine health. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not one of all His benefits, who forgives all my iniquities, who heals all my diseases, who crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies, who renews my youth like the eagles. Come on, folks, are we short of anything? We need to meditate that word. We need to focus all that God has given until it bursts out of us and says, I know, as Ken was saying today, I know that I know that I know. It's mine and it's done. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.